God bless.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
How's Bill seeing you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I heard Charles B.
Good morning.
Bibbs Senior, God bless you on this taste to see that the Lord is good Thursday morning. And I think I heard Christine from New York. God bless you, my sister. And we're going to just go on with the call because we don't want to start anything without going before our Lord in prayer. So, Father God, we worship you this morning. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Father, we thank and praise you for giving us an opportunity to come together on this Taste and See That the Lord is Good Testimony Thursday. Oh, Father, we just know that had it not been for you on our side, some of the things we go through in life, we just wouldn't have made it. But you told us in your word in Psalm 23 that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And so we will dwell in your house forever and ever. So we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for this master's call. We thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who were obedient to your word for them, to your instructions, oh God. Father, we thank and praise you that you got Dr. P.K. Roberts and back safely, Lord, and that you brought Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and her family through the home-going service of her father, and now he's at rest, at home, rejoicing, sitting at your feet, Lord, and we just thank you for that. We thank you for the comfort that you are bringing to their family. Father, we thank you for comforting the Julius Conga family, the Foster family, the Millwood family, the Slaughterback family, Father, as they have already released their loved one to you, and they are resting. They are at home in your bosom. They are rejoicing, oh God. Now, Father, I know a work has to be done with those who are left here on earth, those of us, Lord, who sometimes find it hard to release them. But, Father, let us know that they are with you, having heard, well done, my good and faithful servant. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every caller on this line this morning. Father, we thank you that we all have a testimony, whether we get ready, are able to bring it forth this morning on the air, or whether we just have to just wait until the next time, Father, but it's still a testimony, and we rejoice in that. Now, Lord, we clear the airways, we bind Satan in the almighty name of Jesus, that each and every testimony, each and every word that is spoken will go forth clearly. Because, Father, you told us in your word as well, in Isaiah 55:11, and 10:11, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return without watering the earth and make it bud and flourish, so it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that it goes forth from my mouth and will not return to me void, but will accomplish every desire and achieve the purpose for which it was sent. So, Father, we just thank you that you gave forth that word, that everything, every word you spoke will not return void, but will accomplish that for which you sent. And that's what our testimonies are about, how your faithfulness, how you kept us. Father, we ask that you please forgive us of each and every sin. Father, help us to look like you, walk like you, talk like you, think like you, so when others see us, it won't be because we're wearing a Jesus shirt. It won't be because we're having a cross around our neck, but it's because they can tell by our countenance that we are Christians. Father, we thank you that you've given us a mission this morning to go out and be ministers in the marketplace, that we will be able to love, touch, and help somebody today. We love you, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Back to you, Minister Tiffany, Tammy.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. We praise God for that strategic prayer this morning. Sister Willa, I love you so much. And we want to thank you for greeting all of the people, the Master's Call listeners, the faithful family that we have here on the Master's Call. My name is Tammy again, and I am hosting here from South Carolina, and I'm so happy to welcome you to the Master's Call. As my sister Willa and my sister in Christ Willa said, we are so delighted that the Lord hears our prayers. He answers, and we can taste and see how good the Lord is. On this Testimony Thursday, we are so excited that all of you are joining us here on the Master's Call, where we are ready to give our testimonies to the Lord, our Master and our Creator, as we start our day out today. We welcome you to this call, and we invite you to visit our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com.
themastersmorningcall.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com to read about the Master's Call and its history, about the wonderful women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who founded the call. You can also find all of our recordings on that call archive live there, and that is for your listening enjoyment, for your spiritual teaching. We also have a playback number for you, very important, call this number, 712-432-1085, immediately following the call to hear today's message. 957-677-POUND is the 10 number. We also welcome each and every one of you who are led by the Spirit of the Lord to call us, not call us yet. We don't have a phone number, praise God, but we do have an email address, hallelujah, that you can write to us here at the Master's Call if you are led to be a prayer intercessor, amen. We have anointed women and men that are associated with this call, the Master's Morning Call, and we do take your prayer requests and praise reports through the email address, and that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. If you will send that prayer request, the founders will get back with you, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will be happy to follow up with you. And we do love the Lord here on this call. So we are so delighted to have our founder on the call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is here to lead the call. And she is an awesome, awesome woman of God who is so anointed and who takes us into our testimony Thursdays. We are so delighted to have her here on the line, and I see that you are already open. Dr. P.K. Roberts, you would come forward at this time. Dr. P.K. Roberts.
Good morning. Good morning, Tammy. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
Oh, wow. This is a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and to be glad in, for me to rejoice, for me to say hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you guys so very much. Thank God for that prayer this morning, hallelujah, and for how we are coming together. The word that God has given me this morning from the Message Bible is John 13, 34 through 35. And as I read this word, I'm asking all of you who have testimonies to *6 and come into the Q&A queue. So, Tammy, you can go on and open the... Good. As a part of my testimony, it says, let me give you a new command. Love one another in the same way I loved you. You love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples when they see the love you have for each other. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples when they see the love, not hear, but see the love you have for each other. And my testimony is I found myself in Houston, Texas, because that is where God had appointed for me to be. And when God appoints and gives you an assignment, it's so easy, for you to know where you are supposed to be and what you are supposed to be doing at that time. And I just want you all to know how loved I felt. I hadn't really thought about it that much, but I was just grateful from the time I got there until the time I left. From the graduates and the people that I went to school with, down to the people who opened the door to allow me to go into the house, the home of Platinum President Gail Mathis and Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and how Platinum President Marie Preston just opened her arms and her family. And then when I got down to my dear sister, and I saw a picture of us last night, Dr. V, hugging each other, and I tell you, the Bible says when when your sister or brother hurt, and when they cry, you cry. When they rejoice, you rejoice. And it was just the love that I saw in the pictures and love that I, and you all, we've got to show each other that we love each other. And you all, y'all don't know, and she doesn't want you to know, but I'm going to tell you, one of my dear sisters got up and cooked breakfast for me. It was what I wanted. I didn't ask for it. Just cooked and just took care of me. It was so wonderful. We need to just love each other. I don't have to ask for people to call me. Greg Cartwright sends out his messages to make sure you're on target. You got to get there. Tiffany, and you all, I just thank you for love. I thank you all for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Robin, thank you for just calling and just praying for me when I feel a little down and just lifting me up, just loving me. Do you all know how important it is to just feel love? And now I'm home, and my daughter called, and, you know, and my children are here, and I just feel love. Lisa picked me up from the airport. I know it's a long testimony, but I'm going to take time to give it this morning because so often we don't show that love. We don't. And Dorothy Cook just say to me, this house is your house. God bless me with this. This car, get in this car, go, I mean, and just wear clothes, do whatever, just feel at home. Y'all, that was just so, so special. Show people that you love them. We have enough enemies out there fighting us every day. But when we love each other and show each other that we love each other, that's what it's all about. I know I preached a little sermon in that testimony, but I just wanted to say it, and I wanted to call names, and I wanted to let you all know how much I appreciate all of you. And if I missed any of your name, charge it to my head because I am over 50 right now. But I love all of you, and my heart is open to all of you. Thank you, Rushi. Thank you, thank you, thank you for loving this company the way you love it. You really love artists. I thank you. Okay, Tammy, I'm through crying and I'm through talking. Who's in IQ? Do I sound excited? I'm excited. Praise God. Sound excited, Tammy?
You sound excited this morning. Praise God. You're excited. 813, we're excited with you for that testimony. Praise God. 813, you're open. 813, go ahead and bless us with your testimony this morning.
Praise the Lord. I'm running around here with you. Hallelujah. This is Joni from Tampa. I just want to say that I've been at the hospital 2 weeks yesterday, and I've been on the Levine three weeks Friday, tomorrow. And I'm telling you, my counts didn't go down. They didn't go up, but they're stable. And I have not been stable with my blood count. Every time they give me a little blood, it falls, it drops. But so far, I'm doing good. And Tiffany texted me yesterday to listen to that back call, and that guy said his blood sugar was 1,200. And the lady said she had the tumors, and she took it, and it was gone. So I said, I claim my healing. I praise God. That Levine is good. Now, that tastes like Morgan David Wine to me from back in the day, but it is so awesome. I'm telling you, I have energy. I've been running around here. I feel marvelous. I said, thank you, Jesus. And I thank Tiffany because she kept pushing me. Joni, get on it, get on it. Okay, okay. Now that I'm on it, it's all good. So I just want to say thank you. My counts are looking good.
Well, Joni, wait a minute before you leave. What is it that the devil wants you to believe that you have in your body? What is it that the doctor
said? Leukemia? That my bone marrow is not making the white, is making too many white cells and not making enough red cells, and that I have leukemia. That's what he wants me to believe. But I told that devil. And the doctor keeps, I'm going to see the doctor this morning, and he can want to say, well, when you ready to start? I said, I ain't starting because my blood level is stable, and I'm just looking for it to just keep going up. So,
praise God. Praise God. Rushi, I know that you want to respond to that. Right now, Joni is on the Levine, and what else are you on, Joni?
Well, the green Levine, I'm on the green 29. And I did the detox. I don't know
okay.
Exactly.
All right, and that's what. Okay, that's okay. We got it.
And
oh,
then I'm
Johnny,
on.
I'm just.
Got me on a
70
plant. A 70 plant derived. My mother got me on something 70 plants in it. It's all them different plants. It's a vitamin, a nutrition. So I'm drinking
okay.
all.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Is Rusha in the queue? If she's not, I want you to just open her up, Tammy, because we can't get any medical claims for our product. But I do know for a fact that when I was down and out and just couldn't pull it together, and was on all of these different medications, I'm telling you, Rushi called me. Rushi called me, and she started and she told me different things to do. And Rushi, in about 2 minutes, see what you give a response to that, because I know you all excited about going to start your program today. But just respond to Joni, and we thank God for Joni. Okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so excited. You are absolutely right, Dr. PK. And I heard you saying that you are 100% ready to go, and I'm so grateful for that. She said that she took the detox, and that's the number one thing that she needs to do. She needs to increase her omega 369. If she's not taking Coumadin, she can do the at least three green 29 and an 8-ounce bottle of water, shake it up and drink it at least once a day. If she can afford, she can drink it twice a day because she can do at least 4 to 6 tablets in water per day. That's going to take off all the pressure, the enzyme, that's your pH. It's going to give you energy. It helps you to lose weight. Your omega 369, you take those 3 times a day. That's also good for your brains, good for your nerves, it's good for your joints, it's good for swelling, and also good to help you lose weight as well. The Cora calcium has vitamin D in it, and it's very good to have that vitamin D and take that Cora calcium at night, along with drinking you some green 29. If you want to take your the green 29, I mean the Cora calcium, along with some pure noni. Take you some pure noni every night. In the morning time, take you a shot of pure noni. I know y'all say it tastes bad, but it kills all bad bacteria that's in our system. So when I get up in the morning, that's my regimen. I always take me a couple of shots of LaBeef, and I do me one pure noni by itself. I like to drink my pure noni by itself because I like when it gets into the body, how it makes that body start tingling. So you know that it's working. And remember, drink plenty water with Artist product. You got to do about a gallon of water per day because they're going to flush our product out of your system. These are antioxidants. And you do the probiotic. The probiotic is going to keep all your bacteria away from around you. That's the ProDigest. If you do the ProDigest 20 minutes before you eat, maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes after you eat, you'll see the difference in a 4 ounce of water. But remember, we need to
do the glory. To God be the glory. Y'all can see that Rusha is a, she knows these products. And I just wanted you all to hear her and to hear that she knows them. Rusha, we thank you very much. And what she just did is what is going to be happening on Godmother's, she's going to be talking about testimonies on her show, on her call. And it is the Darcy Cook motivational call that's going to begin. And we need to hear from you and hear from you about the product. And then this particular call beginning Monday is going to be more about, we're going to still have testimonies, but we're going to be talking like I did this morning, love, highlighting the things that God has given us to do. Now, God has given us artists. I want you to know he has. And I know God brought it into my life. The motto is, an appointment with artists would change your life. An appointment with artists has changed my life. So I thank you, Rusha, for that. And, Rusha, I thank you that you step up to the plate anytime I call you to step up, and you always, always come through with good information. Okay, who else do we have in the queue, Tammy?
Okay, next we have 708.
708, you are open. 708, please come.
Good morning, good morning. It's Evangelist Gwen Beatty again.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. And, you know, Rushi basically said it all. I was going to mention that because when Joni had given her testimony, she and I two or three weeks ago, we were talking about how our blood levels had stabilized, and mine had gone up 4.5 and then 7.8, because low blood is too much acid in the body, and it brings your blood up, and we want to lower the acid loading. Mm-hmm. So three times a day, I was doing that too, and she mentioned that, and when the doctor wants to put you on so much medicine and they try to say that the products collide, what I had done, because I remember us being on the line, and I was using the green Levy along with a juicing concoction, and basically I was taking three celery stalks and one cucumber and five large romaine lettuce leaves, 3 cups of spinach, and a half a cup of parsley, because you all know that I have a organic garden. And then I was putting a cup of green Levy in there, and you, and like she was saying, if you take a gallon of water, if you have a gallon of a gallon jug, you can put this in the gallon jug. And if they're telling you not to take, because my doctor didn't want me to take the omega-369, I was taking that. But I did put the green 29 in there and the probiotics. So taking it three times a day, you can put it in a 16-ounce cup or shake it up. And maybe in the morning you can put the probiotic in it, or you can put the green 29 or the green Levy. Definitely I put the green Levy in the gallon jug. So if you shake that up, definitely it will flush you out, and it will help us to not stay acid, because that was one of the problems that I had when the tumor had come through. It was too much acid in my body. So it will lower, with low blood, that's a sign of what's going on. It's too much acid. So those products will help bring that blood up and get it stabilized. And if they are pushing you not to, you know, if you're skeptical about the product, then if you make the juice concoction and then you put one of the artist products in, like she was saying, one or two or three times a day, that will keep that blood level up. It'll keep you flushed out. And that gallon of water, like she said, will keep you detoxed. So that's what I was doing along with that probiotic. And that probiotic is awesome, like she was saying, for the enzyme level. You got to have that for digestion. And when you're trying to eat, you want to, and one thing, too, if you would take, like, some baking soda and a 16-ounce a cup of water in the morning and afternoon, it will alkalize the stomach, keep us from gas while we're going through these things, and then you can stomach down more of the artist products, because it will help, like, with the water three times a day, just flushing you out. And then the pulp, you must juice this. You can't put it in a blend. If you saute the pulp that comes from that juicing in a little coconut oil, and you could put even a little bit of the green 29 in there, and that, and put a little Miss Dish, Dash seasoning salt in there, and maybe you some quinoa, that can be a meal for you. You won't be as hungry.
Evangelist Bailey, what is it that What is it that the devil and the has tried to bring up on your body that is, has caused you to learn? And how long have you been working to get all this information you have here? Could you share with us, or do you mind sharing with us what the doctor says?
Absolutely, I know that God is real through these products, because the doctor told me June 24th. He said that for my survival rate to even live, that this breast cancer was one of the most aggressive breast cancers that was moving in my body, and that they had even told me if I would live 18 months that I would be doing good. And to God be the glory, I'm on the 18th month, and I'm doing fine, and I'm getting stronger. And they told me I would probably have to take chemo for the rest of my life if I went that way. I went the first year just holistic, as you all know, just using these products. And you must stretch and exercise, even if you're not feeling good. You have to stretch and exercise, and then eat a little bit all day long. Don't eat large meals. And these products will strengthen your body. Like she was saying, that Pirinoni, that will just go through your body. I mean, I've used all of these products. And that coral calcium to keep that urinary tract together. That flushes you out. And that's something that when we were on the line, Dr. Karen had given that same concoction along with those natural things, kept and some other things you do that will shrink, you know, it will cleanse your body out and shrink these tumors in us. Because it's in everybody how it's going to manifest in your body. Your immune system get low and you can't fight it off. But this, all these green products that artists sell, you put that in your body, you will be strong as a horse. You hear me talking now? I've already had my juice, one already this morning, and I'll sip it all throughout the day. So breast cancer is a lie. It don't have to take us out, you know.
It is reversing.
And I'm going to be totally healed in Jesus' name.
You are, you know, not you going to be. You are.
Thank you.
You are.
I thank God. I'm thankful Thursday for the manifestation of
full
total
manifestation.
Healing.
Praise God. I thank you so much. I told you that anytime you come, you feel like coming on. But this morning, you sure feel good this morning. I can. You sound so strong, and we thank God for you. And I thank God for Dr. Vanessa and the master's team called Pleat, just supporting you in filling the bottle and supporting you with these products. Now, let me tell you something that she said that you all may have missed. If you are at 100% in your body, you take what the bottle says, that little 2 ounces of Levine, and then, but if something is wrong with you, which it is with all of us just because we breathe this dirty air, you need to go on and drink up you products, and eat up these products, and swallow up these products. And, you know, Dale Matthews said to me, now, every morning, I want you to be a big girl, hold your nose, and drink a whole cup of this Noni. And I'm saying, oh, man, I can't. Oh, Jesus. But you know what? She was right. The taste goes away, right? And I feel that stuff. And so I want you to know this morning, Miss Dale, I'm a big girl. And I poured up my own cup of Noni. And Lord have mercy, help me, Jesus. And you all, it is, it's like Lucia say, it doesn't taste good, but it knocks that bad stuff out of your body. I feel, y'all don't know how glad I am to feel good. It's good to feel good, isn't it, Evangelist Baby? It's good to feel good. You don't know how good it is to feel good if you ain't felt bad, 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 okay? Now, who else do we have on the line, Tammy?
If they will hit *6, that will bring them into the queue. *6 will bring them into the queue.
Praise God. Is Platinum President Marie Preston on the line?
She is on the line, and Platinum President, you're open.
Okay, Starcy, let me see.
You're always on. She just muted herself.
Yes, ma'am, I'm right here.
Okay, how you doing this morning? God bless you.
I'm doing great, Dr. PK Ambassador. Thank you so very much. I'm sitting here listening to Pastor Gwen Bailey. I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. Papa is still in ice. I see you, but he's doing great. His pressure's under control. They dialyzed him yesterday, and everything was great. So they're going to keep him now just for a minute more so they can see what's going on with the medicine. But we thank God for y'all. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God for you, Lord have mercy. You come in here, you was here just at the right time. And we thank you for what all that you've done for me and my family. We know prayer changes things, and you sure is a praying woman. Thank you for everything. Ruama love you. She send you her love, too. We talked about it last night when we were together yesterday at the training here in Houston. It was off the chain. So we just thank you, Ambassador. You in the right place. Thank you, and I'm glad you made it home safe. To my artist family, we love you guys, and y'all keep praying for this family. All right, back to you, honey.
I love you and your family. It's a large family, you all. A large family. And, Bart, I'm telling you, it's good these hospitals have rules and regulations because it wouldn't be no way they could manage that Preston family with all those folks, those nieces and nephews and grandbabies. Lord have mercy, Jesus. And so they all, and what I love about them, they love Papa, and they let Papa know they love him. And so I just, we need to do that. If you have mamas and papas and grandpapas, y'all, grandmama, let them know that you love them. And if not, just adopt you a surrogate, old, a senior citizen, and let them know that you love them. And it is so, so important. I'm on this love kick this morning. Who else do we have? I'm going to ask Platinum President Dorothy Cook to come on before we get off so she can just announce her information. She always is excited, and she may be tired. I don't know if you see her in the queue, Tammy, or not, because, boy, she has been hopping this past week. I was there with them. I don't know how they run the way they run, because all of them are older than me except Gales, and they run from 4:30, 5:30, any 30s. Folk call them. They jumping up and running until, and I'm just saying, I just sit with them, and I stop talking because it's just too much going on and with this business. And people are just really hungry out here, you all. Hungry for what we have, just hungry. So open up yourself. I mean, open up yourself and open up your mouth, open up your stores, and talk to these people. These people really need you. Who else do we have, Tammy?
323, you're open. And she's the last one, or that person's the last one in the queue. And if you let me know what line Platinum President Dorothy Cook is on, I'll open her up right after that.
Oh, okay.
323
Marie,
is open.
Marie, if you'll make sure that Platinum President unmutes her line. Okay, 323, let's do it.
I think that's me.
Okay, that's you.
Good morning. Yes, I'm sorry. Good morning. My name is Yolanda, and I'm in Los Angeles. And I have a question.
Yolanda, wait a minute. You are in L.A., you are in California, and you up this early?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise God. Okay, come on.
I was diagnosed with pulmonary embolism, and I have, they found blood clots in my lungs.
There's a guy starting a fire back there.
They found blood clots in my lungs. It started from my leg, and it went to my lungs. So they told me, they put me on blood thinners, but they said I'm not supposed to have a lot of green, you know, a lot of green leafy vegetables. But I've been continuously taking my green Leviv and my green 29 because I get up and make a shake in the morning. But I'm wondering, you know, is there anything else I can take to dissolve the blood clots other than the green Leviv and the green 29?
What we are going to do with you, Yolanda, Rushi, do you mind putting your number out so she can call and talk to you and you all can get her with Dr. Karen as well? Rushi may be going on to her class. Let me see who else we have. Tiffany. Tiffany. Are you?
Rushi is open. Her line is open.
Rushi, give her your number so she can call you and you all can talk. You find out what you want to do is get her, find out who her platinum president is and everything, and you all talk and you get her lined up with the right folks and Dr. Karen and all that.
Okay.
She sounds okay. Her name is Yolanda.
Yes.
And her name is Yolanda, and she's in LA.
Yes.
So give her your telephone number, and you all just get this all worked out.
Okay.
Because just give your number to her.
Come on, I got to go to the meeting.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Give
my number is 323.
Yolanda, give Rushi your number.
Okay, it's
323-606-3392. It either Twyla Porter or Stormy or either Gail Math is coming up on the hub. Okay, what's your last name?
Johnson.
Johnson, give me your ID number.
7810-5000.
Okay, I'll get back with you. Dr. PK, I'm on my way out, but I want to let Dr. know that probiotic can't be mixed up and be sitting up, because when you do probiotic, you got to drink it time you make it up. It's a probiotic.
Yeah, because it's alive. You have
That's
to,
right.
yeah. Time you mix up a probiotic, you have to drink it
right.
down.
You can't mix it with a lot.
Otherwise, it'll die.
It's
You're right.
Take it by itself, either within your smoothie. All right. Love
You're
you
right.
guys.
Okay.
Watch him up. I've got his snacks ready. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mr. Greg Cartwright, will you come to the front of the line, please, and share? You all, Mr. Greg Cartwright has been working with, has not only worked with the President Obama's last campaign, he is also working with his campaign this time. Would you just take 1 minute, please, sir, and encourage to tell the people what they need to do to ensure that their vote is going to count this time. So all of this is about the master's plan and about the master's work, you all. Talking God and not working God ain't doing nothing for the people of God. And that was one thing that I learned at Mr. Lindsay Weatherspoon's homegoing service. That, I don't know when that man slept. I don't think the way he talked, the way they talked about him, good Lord of mercy, he was next to God. He was everywhere when he needed to be working and doing what needed to be done. And it wasn't in just one area. Good God, it was all over the place, in the church, in the field. And he was doing something of everything. We need to know that this thing is a holistic ministry and not just try to bottle God up and put him in one little corner, because God is not a God that you, he's too creative, too big. Greg, are you on the line yet?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
Okay, I can hear you.
Great morning. To God definitely be the glory, and to all the different speakers that come on the call this morning, to God be the glory. Yes, when it comes to voting, I work with doing campaign consulting, voter elections, and things of that nature. Just getting involved, making sure people get out to vote, regardless of what party or just what have you, but just making sure they get out to vote. And this particular time around, I encourage everyone to double-check their status as far as them voting. In unfortunate cases, they're doing things, when I say they, you know, take it as you may, but in a lot of cases, a lot of people who've been voting for years, who've not moved, who've not changed their address, nothing. They are being purged from the voter rolls. You've probably seen some things on the news called voter suppression, those things. So this is another form of it, by purging you off the rolls. So I encourage everyone to double-check their status. The easiest thing to do is contact your voter or registrar office or whatever city. It's a very easy, simple number. And wherever you're located, contact your voter or registrar office. Let them know your name. Let them know your address and ask them, are you a registered voter? And if you do not have a voter card, please request one, a voter card, and get that, because the election is upon us. We have a very short period of time, a short window. You want to do it. You do not want to wait until the last couple of weeks or 3 weeks. You want to do it now. You want to do it starting now. Leave nothing to chance. So if you've moved, I don't care if you move from apartment A to apartment B, because if you did, just that simple move, that means you're not registered. You have to be at the address unless you're going to vote at the previous address. So if you've moved, if you've changed your name, you've gotten married, things of that nature, or if you've gotten whatever the situation, no longer using that particular name, you have to update yourself. You have a short window of time to do that. So it's very, very extremely important. to make your voice heard. It's the only voice that you do have. That's what's called a legal voice. Without that, it means nothing. Thank you for allowing me to share, Dr. PK, and definitely to God be the glory in all the speakers. God be the glory.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Cartwright. I really, really appreciate you and what you do for the artist family and how you keep us connected. And that's your new name for me, the connector for Artists International, the connector, because you ensure that you work really hard in getting us and keeping us connected. Cammy, do we have anybody else? I know we are out of time, and I'm getting ready to pray. Do we have anyone else?
No, ma'am. Dorothy Cook is open when you pray for her.
Tammy?
Hello,
it's
can
Tammy.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm. It's clear.
Can you hear
Tammy,
me?
Tammy, who is that?
Dorothy Cook, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Ambassador. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm just wondering why my... I'm sorry, I was knocked off there just a minute because my house phone was ringing. You know I haven't been in this house in a long time. But I just want to thank you again for what you have done for me to show me how much you love me. I thank you, and I just appreciate you so very much. God bless you as you come to share with us what you are getting ready to do and what God has laid on your heart to do.
Great, 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 great. We're going to start Monday morning, the Monday morning motivational call. It will start promptly right after the prayer call. Our call will not be a prayer call. Of course, we put God first, so we will open with a 2-second or 10-second prayer. But it is not about prayer. It is about motivating the masses. The morning master call is your prayer service and your prayer and everything. And then after you get off that call, then we're going to talk about motivating you to help you get through your day, to help you get through your business one day at a time. So it's going to be immediately following at 7:30. The number is in the back office for those of you that don't have the number. The number is 605-475-4700. I'm going to repeat that again. The number is 605-475-4700. 605-475-4700. The PIN number is 53-33-42-pound. The PIN number is 53-33-42-pound. 53-33-42-pound. We're going to be on there from Monday to Friday at 7:30. Until we don't know how long yet, because we don't know how many people are going to get on there, how many people need motivating. Well, one thing I can tell you, if you get on and you say, I don't have that much, all you have to do is get on, get what you need, and get off. Get on, eat, and let's just like you go to a restaurant. The restaurant don't close because you leave. Go in there and eat and leave. Get what you need and leave. Pretty soon, we're waiting till the master fitter, Martha Marie Queen Preston, whose dad you guys have been so faithfully praying for, come home out of the hospital, because she will be helping me host this call. But right now, she's spending most of her attention to her father, so you guys keep praying for him. And I hope to see you Monday, and I want to give you a motivational quote today. As a matter of fact, I got a couple. It ain't going to take but 2 seconds. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the door, at the closed door, that we do not see the one which has been opened for us.
Mm-hmm.
When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. Your life will be no better than the plans you make and the actions you take. You are the architect and builder of your own fortune, your own destiny. So I look forward to talking with you all Monday. Have a great, 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 great day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and he gave it to you. Nobody else. He gave this day to you. You make the best out of it. Back to you, Ambassador.
Miss Cook, I tell you, you are absolutely wonderful. And that first quote, I know you picked up just for me, and I thank you for loving me so much that you would tell me that I looked so long at the door that was closed with Mr. Roberts until I can't see the door that is opening in front of me with Mr. Whoever, I don't know. But I thank you for that, for just for me. How was the training yesterday?
The training yesterday was awesome. We had a whole crowd of people out here. And for those of you, listen, that might be sitting by the wayside, and the artist is alive and well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are hearing rumors, you should not concern yourself with that. You need to stay focused on your business because artist is growing. Artist
mm-hmm.
is growing. We had a packed house yesterday. A packed house yesterday. And see, when
praise
you don't
God.
Concern yourself with the door that's closed, and watch for the one that's open to you, huh? You don't know what door God has shut. And when God has shut a door, no man can open it. God
no
prunes.
Man can open it.
He prunes. He prunes to make things grow. So look at and see, some things is business, and some things is God's business. You need to know
thank
which
you.
One is what. Because this
thank
Artist
you.
International is God's business.
Is God's
so,
business. Thank
yeah,
you
so
much.
Well, they're having another training today. Philip LeBlanc has offered to stay over in Houston. So for those of you that are in Houston, there's a training starting at the warehouse at 9 a.m. to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one this evening at 6. So we're going
mm-hmm.
to make this a September to remember.
To remember, yes. September to remember. Thank you so much. As you all can see, the reason that Ms. Cook's business is so big, I mean just so huge, is because she keeps her mouth going and she keeps it going and keep it open on the business and about what these products can do for you and how this money can absolutely change your zip code and your lifestyle. Now, for my final message for you this morning, I mean announcement, I want you all to know that every third Saturday morning, which is this coming Saturday morning, we are going to have the Hour of Prayer, which is on the World's Greatest Health Call by Ms. Monique Duje, Mr. Forbes, and Mr. Cartwright, okay? And that number, you all, is not in the back office. So let me give you that number, and you just share with everybody. It's an hour of prayer. We really believe that this company is built on prayer because that's what Papa and Mama are, prayer warriors, okay? That number is 559-726-1200. Again, 559-726-1200. 1200, and the PIN number is 516848. Again, 516848. And I'm asking and requesting that Tammy put it in our back office, put it in so that you can go in and get it from there. And that was in the name of the Father, Son, and the last time has been in the name of the Holy Ghost for you to get the number, 559-726-1200. And the PIN number is 516848. If you really want to do some ministry this week, call 10 people, send out 10 emails, and invite people to join us on that call Saturday morning, and it's 8 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Mountain time, 10 o'clock Central time, and 11 o'clock Eastern time. We would certainly appreciate that. In October, our own Dr. Vanessa is going to be coming back to assist with that call, and then I just thank God for her saying whatever I needed to help carry that particular call is that hour of prayer on that day is and I thank her and all of the ministers and artists. That's a time when we use ministers and prayer warriors and prayer ambassadors to pray for this company. And then in addition to that, I want you all to know that I will be, you know, just coming on and giving words from the Lord on different calls. Gail Mathis has asked that I come on her call. I've been on there several times. I will be on Candy Mosley's call. I will also be on the motivational call to kick that call off on Monday with 2 second prayer. And anything we start with the Lord, you all, you need to know that he is going to oversee it, okay? And we'll let you know when to go, where to go, how long to go, and when to stop. And he's letting me know now it's time to stop. I can feel the spirit of my co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, saying, okay, PK, bring it on in. Okay, you all, Tammy, whoever is in the queue, you all, I love you. We're going to put you on Friday. Tomorrow, we're going to have praise and testimonies, and we have a word tomorrow. But after the call on Friday, you all know we do praise and prayer reports. So it'll hold to tomorrow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the day. We praise you and we give you the glory for all that you have done for us. Indeed, God, you have let us know that you love us. You let us know that you are everywhere. You are an omniscient God who knows all things. And your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good, the small and the large things that we consider in our lives. You are looking up on them. We thank you for your word that says, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. We claim the healing in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits right now. We decree and declare that we are victorious and more than conquerors. We come against Satan and every one of his little tricks. The enemy is defeated, and he is nothing more than a deceiver and a liar. And so, therefore, God, we stand up and allow your light to shine through us. We pray this morning for President Obama and his family, and we ask, God, that you strengthen him now for this last leg of this journey so that as he, as November comes in, we will all celebrate the fact of that he is victorious. God, we thank you, and we just praise you this morning for this month of September and for our owners, God, of this artist family. We ask, God, that you help us all to do something so significant that indeed September will be a month to remember. We will all look back and say, look what God did through us through the month, during the month of September. So bless us, God. Allow us to be great, bright lights in this world of darkness in Jesus' name as we go forth proclaiming that we are King's kids. Thank you, God, for all things. In the name of the Son, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen and amen. Go out, artist family, and have a super fantastic day, decreeing and declaring that you are victorious. God bless you. I love you. See you here in the morning. Bye-bye.